Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Black Tie Movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. And they understand that. Whether you're moving in town, out of town, cross country, they can handle that move for you. They are the best. All my friends who have moved and used Black Tie Movement, they rave about the professionalism. They rave about the fact that they show up when they say they're going to show up. They stay on the budget. Not everybody's doing that. I'm telling you, get with Black Tie Movement. Call them. 316-6196. 4.7 out of 5-star ratings on Google reviews. Nearly 2,000. I mean, that's pretty hard to do to get that many people to agree that Black Tie is the best. 316-6196 is the number. It's Black Tie Movement. They're changing the move in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Typically on Mondays, this is the time that I pull out the big green egg. I pat out some burgers. I used to do that back at the Memphis Country Club back in the days. Long time ago. Used to do it on the back porch. Then we cook them up and grill them up. I'm doing that again, but now I'm a big green egg, and I season these differently than I season those. I season these with respect. In a world full of disrespect, let's do respect burgers. Kind of talked about this last segment and let a little bit of our just how impressed we are out of the bag there. But the Los Angeles Rams, who are now the Super Bowl favorite, the championship favorite in the NFL, they roll the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-7 last night on Sunday Night Football, and it's really the way they're winning now. Matthew Stafford, almost perfection with how he is playing. 273 yards, 3 touchdowns last night. Jared Verse had 2 sacks, their young stud linebacker out of Florida State. Kobe Turner did as well for a defense that gave up just 193 yards. I know Baker Mayfield was playing hurt and was out of the game. John talked about it. Terry Bridgewater had to finish up that game. I believe with a now sprained or non-throwing shoulder.
Yep.
But you could tell when he tried to heave that, the Hail Mary or whatever it was there, how much the other arm is hurting him. It was hurting all night long. That said, I'm not sure they would have had a chance against this Rams team with the way it's playing right now, even if he had been healthy. Back to Stafford, who we just gave a respect burger a couple of weeks ago for the MVP level that he's playing at. He was tremendous again, like we've talked about, and now it feels like developed this bond with Davante Adams that I don't think we counted on when the Rams added Adams. We knew there was still something left in the tank, but 2 more touchdowns for Davante Adams last night. And now with Puka on the other side and, him throwing to Davante Adams around the end zone like he's Megatron, I'm not sure that you can stop these guys, particularly if, as we said yesterday, okay, Philly loses to Dallas, takes a step back, Rams win, and now you've got the Rams – if they win, with a shot at home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Remember, they lost to Philly in the snow last year, a game we discussed last week, but had a chance to win there late. So point being, you give this Rams team that's playing so elite right now a chance to have home field through the playoffs, well, that's the reason the odds have moved in the way they have. And I'm not sure whether it's in the NFC, John, or the AFC, if they're playing at this level, there's anything that's going to stop them. But both to Matthew Stafford and to this entire Rams team, this respect burger is for the entire outfit. Again, mentioned that defense, that young defense they've got, is starting to dominate and really made life hell there early for. Baker Mayfield did for Teddy Bridgewater as well. But Rams looking like the best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
And so if in terms of respect burgers out of the NFL, they've got to certainly be at the front of the group. Moving on. OKC Thunder. This is pretty impressive, man. I realize it was Portland last night. Jason, why are you giving a respect burger for beating Portland 122-95? In doing so, remember, it was their only loss of the season that they avenged last night. OKC has lost just one game, and yes, it came to Portland, and they're still doing this so undermanned. They're still waiting on Jalen Williams to get back from wrist surgery. Aaron Wiggins missed last night's game against Portland, and they're still, during this winning streak that they're on, what is it, 10 games, this winning streak that they're on, it's come by an average margin of victory of 22.3 points. All of the wins have been by double digits. They are a very serious threat to break the all-time record set by the Golden State Warriors of 73-9.
Yep.
This is getting more serious, and again, I think we have to, when we're watching our own sort of face of the franchise figure out, trying to figure out how to lead, right? You watch SGA do it, and he seems to push all the right buttons to make all the right decisions. But again, for them, an OKC team that's looking for ways to stay motivated every night, didn't seem to be a problem against the one team they lost to last year. And so their process continues to be something that is worthy of respect. And by the end of the year, we could be talking about a historically good regular season prospect. I think there's a very good chance of it for these OKC Thunder. Like I said, what happens when they get Jalen Williams back? They're going to be even more unstoppable then.
Absolutely.
No
they
question
are just,
about
they
it.
Are so locked in, bro.
They're an absolute juggernaut right now. And then one more from the NFL. I realize it's coming in loss. But Jameis Winston yesterday, it wasn't as much the 300 yards passing. Giants end up losing to Detroit in that game. And really, Detroit had no business even making it a game against the Giants. And boy, was Gibbs good there, winning it in overtime. He's unbelievable. Winston threw for 366, 18 of 36, becoming the first to throw for at least 300, first QB for at least 300 against Detroit this season. Had two touchdowns, did have a pick. And they turned it over on fourth down a couple of stops late. But did you see his catch, his reception, his touchdown reception? He actually had a touchdown reception as well in this yep. game. Takes the DB and basically sheds him off as he's running into the end zone.
Yeah.
And then finger rolls it through. This is a man, I'm telling you, that is aligned with God. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to win everything, clearly.
That's right.
But to be able to do what he does, a man that was once the third-string quarterback, go out there and have as much fun as he did. And here's the – John, I want you to go – maybe there's a chance you've already seen it. But when he's coming off after catching that touchdown and unbelievable run after catch, he does a celebration handshake with Jackson Dart. Have you seen it?
No, I've not.
It's unbelievable, the choreography involved in it. And remember, again, he's coming off from just scoring. He's having a great game. Giants, man, they have the most fun losing of any team I've ever seen. But him and Jackson do this thing where they walk beside each other, and then they do this Michael Jackson-type body roll. And it is special. It truly is. Because you don't see this on losing teams. And I'm just going to say this. You want Jameis Winston in your organization.
Yeah, he's not an energy vampire. I don't know what the opposite is. But there's
he's not an energy sucker.
No, he's a giver.
He's an energy giver. That's good. That's an old John. That's an old Josh Pastner line.
That's right.
That John went
that's
back
right.
to. You want this dude in your locker room, maybe not as your starting quarterback, but because he makes everyone around him believe. It's amazing. It truly is. And so, respect to Jameis, not just for the performance and the fun that he has, but also for the choreography and everything that goes into being a great teammate. That he brings to the table every week, even in an unbelievably tragic season for the Giants and Jeffrey Wright. Have you seen the leads that this team is at? There's a graphic going around right now, and that they had an opportunity to shut the Giants out. To finish Detroit off. But they were up 37-34 on Dallas with 34 seconds to go. They were up 14-3 on the Saints with 7:50 left, 26-8. On the Broncos with 5:19 left in the game and lost that one. 20-10 to the Bears with 3:58 left And then last night they were up 10 with 10:57 left.
That's nuts.
It's been a clinic on how to blow a lead unlike any that we've ever seen before. Brian Daboll's already out of there. Joe Shane should be as well. But yet they've got Jameis Winston lifting Jackson Dart and everything else. It's hilarious. They had Malik Nabers after the game criticizing the play calling. They're a mess, but in a different way than the Raiders. It's a fun mess. And so I'll continue to monitor everything going on with the Giants and as we weave our way through this NFL season.
Yeah, our coach is sounding a lot like Joe Biden at that debate in 2024. I mean, I saw a press conference yesterday, and he was like, COVID. When we finally got rid of the Medicare, like, oh Jesus, Pete. I mean, please step down, please.
Pete has this thing where he can't turn his neck.
Yeah, it's turned his whole body. Yeah, it's terrible.
Makes you look old. You have to turn the whole body. Somebody trying to talk to you, you got whole body got to turn for the head to turn with it. And he does it every single time.
Look, old age is not a funny thing. Old age is it's not something that I'm looking forward to. Because obviously it's hard. I mean, Pete is 74.
Like a penguin.
But it's over. It's over.
Jason's got it down.
I'm doing it for our television viewers.
For the new viewers on the cam here.
And again, John, it's not making, fun of old age as much as it's making fun of a guy that you thought was young enough.
I did. I did. That. He always has been. Mm-hmm. But obviously, the decline, as we saw with our government, the decline from like 72 to 74 or 75 is quite massive.
Well, they dispatched, as y'all said, Chip Kelly. They dispatched him, so they've made the first
scapegoat.
Move.
It's scapegoat.
I mean, in the end,
it goes up higher.
Yeah. Goodbye to the OC.
Look,
It doesn't
help you when you play in the AFC West. Okay, I mean when you have the Chargers, the Broncos, the Chiefs. I mean that's pretty damn tough. But they have just been so bad, and I do not think Pete Carroll will be back with the Raiders in 2026. This is just not a good marriage, not a good fit. Pete's too old. It was already kind of going the wrong way in Seattle at the end. That's why they got rid of him in Seattle, and it doesn't help in my opinion either that the next guy comes in and is just freaking awesome, right? Pete had kind of grown into mediocrity with the Seahawks, and he's not even that with the Raiders. So I had hope, but it was quickly dashed. Amazingly, we beat the Patriots. How did that happen?
Wasn't it turnovers?
I guess. I mean, week one, I don't really remember, but my God, I mean, you look
that
back,
wild.
You look up. It's kind of like when Florida State beat Bama. Like, how the hell did that happen, and why? But anyway, yeah. Are you done with your respect?
Yes,
Raiders? I want to give a disrespect dog to Memphis football. They lost to a team that stabs each other. UAB had a football player arrested after he stabbed two teammates at the practice facility on Saturday before the game, and Memphis lost to that team.
Was outcoached, remember?
Daniel Mincy was his name. He transferred to school in May, was arrested and booked on charges of aggravated assault and attempted murder. He was in custody in Birmingham. He was the only UAB player arrested on Saturday. Amazingly, they went on to play the game, and they got their ass kicked, but they did go on to play the game.
Why not?
They did it because they said they wanted to honor graduating seniors in the final home game of the season. But several players did sit out. I think it's crazy that they play the game. I think
it's crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean, you had two players stabbed by another teammate, and you played the damn game. I mean,
are they going to live?
I think, but was that obvious when you decide? Like,
well, should you forfeit? I mean, the other team's there.
I think you should forfeit. I think you should say we've had an incident where we had a stabbing on our team. And we can't play this game.
Well, no, I don't think that's a bad idea. Well,
especially
you're ready to forfeit it. But I get that you have other guys that want to play too. Their final games or whatever.
48-18 was a final. Believe it or not, UAB led after the first quarter. That's the crazy thing.
Mortensen keeps them together.
Yeah, I guess
for a little bit,
unless they stab each other
before, after the stabbing, and then for the first quarter.
Dear God!
If you keep the window to that.
Yeah. It was Kitna again. It wasn't the guy that the Tigers saw. It was Kitna. He threw three picks. But yeah, I mean, they literally Memphis lost to a team that stabbed itself.
So they haven't won a game since Memphis.
No, they actually have more stabbings than wins after Memphis lost.
And Ryan's gonna go on and get a ninth win against Navy in another year, in a year where he lost to UAB, which has stabbings and hasn't lost won another game.
Man, literally came up to this practice facility and shanked his teammates.
And
that's who the Tigers lost.
Ryan said he got outcoached by Alex Mortensen.
That's
outcoached.
Insane.
Outcoached. And we're acting like we don't have a problem on that side.
Oh, we got a problem.
No, we don't. No, we don't. No, we got a problem. Problem 1-4. Problem blew a win over Wake Forest. I've heard that. Well, nobody got a problem. But football, we got a problem?
I think both have problems. But yes. Just kind of crazy.
Disgusting loss. You're right.
Thankfully, nobody died. Although UAB seems like they still would have played the game anyway, just because of how much this sport means to that football program.
It may make them stronger.
It may.
This incident.
48-18, your final in Birmingham. But again, thankfully, everybody's okay. Daniel Mincy's not. He's going to jail for a long time. But
as he should.
But
and he might have mental issues.
He might. All right, Jeff Cox is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the state of Memphis sports, get his thoughts and wisdom and guidance when we get back. J&J, 90.9 FM, yes. Who they won't? Man, who they won't? Man, who they won't? Man, who they won't? Jeff Calkins is the columnist for the Daily Memphian, hosts the Jeff Calkins Show, joins us every Monday, and he joins us now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's it? That's how you're beginning this segment?
Yeah. I would take just okay, wouldn't you?
Well, it's miserable out right now. It's cold and rainy and depressing.
I would if the Memphis sports season just finished okay from here on out. Like, I did find myself a little conflicted after the Grizzlies won against the Mavericks.
I'm like, that was insane. That's insane.
You're insane.
There's plenty of good stuff happening with the Grizzlies, and the idea that it is already time for you to be rooting for losses.
Time to tank.
The Grizzlies struck me as one of the most preposterous things that you've said in a while. We may get there. They still could 100% play. Look how far are they out of the play-in? They're not far at all. That's craziness. Zach Edey looks great. Cedric Coward. Zach Edey looks great. Cedric Coward looks great.
Yeah, I just don't want to go to the play-in again.
Vince looks good. But now if you go to the play-in, you're going differently. Because no matter what, A, you're probably going to win the play-in. You're going to have two lottery picks. And you've got young people you're building around. This is one of the – I said to you, we were talking over the weekend, and I said that one of the huge differences between the Memphis Tigers and the Memphis Grizzlies, both having their depressing stretches right now, is that in the Grizzlies season – even when bad things are happening, you can look at what's happening and at the good things that are happening and say, you know what? This is building towards something, right? This is building towards something. I wonder how this is going to go. Are they going to trade Ja? Are they going to keep Ja? What's going to happen with Jaren? But my God, Zach Edey looks like this could be fun, and Cedric Coward looks like this could be fun. Whereas with the Tigers, the problem is, in a lost year, which this may be.
Which Tigers are you talking about?
The basketball Tigers, good point. In a lost year, which this could be, you can't say, well, at least the young guys are coming along, or like there's nothing, because it's all rebuilt every year, it just is just, if it turns out to be a lost year, there's nothing redemptive at all about it, nothing good inside the bat, you know? And so, but for the Grizzlies, I don't feel that bad about the Grizzlies.
I don't feel bad. It's not bad. I don't feel bad.
I certainly am not rooting for them to lose or feel conflicted when they win.
I don't want to go.
Not in the least.
I don't want to go to the play-on just to get slaughtered by the Thunder again.
Well, that's fine. I do. I do.
Oh, you like it. You like it rough, huh?
No. Hang on. Wait 1 second.
He's got to think about it.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay. I hope everything's okay. Is everything okay?
Sorry, someone's coming to my house.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you weren't being arrested or anything.
No.
Not that I know that you would be arrested for or anything like that. But you like it rough. You like pain.
I want the teams to win. I fundamentally want the teams to win unless I consider them hopeless. Like, and at which point I then want them to lose, you know, because then I want them, like your Raiders, you're 100%.
Yes.
That was a magnificent loss.
Fantastic.
Huge loss. Because they're hopeless.
Hell yeah.
I'm not hopeless, and it's early in the season. It's way too early for that.
No, that is very fair. That is absolutely right. Okay, so on this Clay versus Ja thing, we came in here today and we said, listen, we're not going to come in here mad at Clay today. I mean, maybe we don't like the messenger, but you know what? Show me the lie. Where was the lie in the Clay Thompson thing? What did you make of that exchange and Ja Morant's role and the finger in the face and everything Clay said afterward?
Well, it's funny because I opened up the phones and said I wanted people to who could defend Ja to call in, you know, because I wanted to help. My defense team needed some help mustering the Ja defense. And I have to say, it was one call after another. One guy accused me of hating Ja. And to that, I would say,
you're right.
Why would I? Why would I possibly hate Ja? What's in it to hate? Like, all I want is for the Grizzlies to win, to triumph, to whatever. So what would you, why would you, would I hate the fact that Ja opened himself up to criticism, to being clowned by people across the NBA because he did what he did? Yeah, I hate that. You know, I do hate that. But, you know, obviously it's a bad look for Ja, right? When you're not playing, when you're shooting 16% from three, you know, when you're sitting there on the bench going after Clay with your finger, makes you an easy target. When he's won, you know, four rings or whatever he has and you run nothing. When Clay has, since he blew out his Achilles, played more games than Ja, people are just lining up on Twitter, which they do anyway with Ja. Like, anyway, you know, people. So I lament that that happened. Obviously, that's it's a bad look for Ja. It's also true. I don't need Clay sermonizing. Like, the holier than thou Golden State stuff, it's consistent with what they do, right? We saw it from Steve Kerr before. We've seen it from Draymond before. For whatever reason, they're obsessed with the Grizzlies and sermonizing and lecturing the Grizzlies. And then if you're going to find any good in it, which I'm struggling to, but which the defense team who called in it's the Ja. You know, he clearly has some fire on behalf of the Grizzlies still. Right. Like he wasn't disengaged or moping or any of those things. He was very clearly, again, this is the best spin I can find. He was very clearly coming to defense of Santi on the one hand. And when he called Clay a bum, that was very clearly a reference to the time when Clay went out of his way for no good reason to call Jared a bum. So the good news is he was still fired up in defending the Grizzlies. And so if you want to find some good in it, even though it was ill-advised and a bad look, that is the good.
Yeah, I'm ready for Jaren to fight his own battles. I get it, though. There is something to be said for, I suppose, standing up for your teammates and remembering that Clay called you a bum, but it just felt like, I don't know, we don't hear from Jaren when he's not playing. We do hear from Ja when he's not playing.
It was a bad look. There's no question. You're not playing, and when you were playing badly. You know, like, well, you're opening yourself up to just get smashed, which he was. And if you just look at the words that Clay said,
yep,
no lies detected. You know, like,
look at you quick on your feet with the new jargon, Mr. Man.
Yeah, I know. Is that new? Isn't it pretty old now?
It's new for you. New for you.
I don't think that new. I don't think it's that new. I don't think it's that new. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's the problem. And here's the thing, and it did obscure the fact that the Grizzlies won,
that Clay forced a bad shot at the end, that the Grizzlies look actually dramatically bad. Like, I'll be honest. Like, people have been saying when the Grizzlies were struggling, they were saying, and they're still struggling, let's be honest, a little bit, but they were saying, come on, man, you can't say that Zach Edey, a second-year guy who had his ups and downs last year, is going to make all the difference. We can't look for Zach Edey to come back and save the season. But he kind of has. You know?
Yeah, I mean, he's made a huge impact.
He has looked as good as you could possibly have wanted, yep. And his impact on the rest of the team has been everything that you could have wanted. They are becoming one of the best rebounding teams in the league, but the defense is dramatically better since he's been back. And I think that I'll be really interested to see how much better Ja can be when Ja comes back. I mean, this was the whole idea, Ja and Zach Edey. And if Zach can have that kind of an impact on everyone else around him, how is he going to, you know, help unlock Ja? And I think he will help when Ja finally does come back.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair, you know, aspiration. It's too early in the season. You're right. You haven't had all the pieces yet. So hopefully they get the piece. I'll be down there tonight. You know, I'm going to pay my respects to my Serbian brethren, Nikola Jokic, as mm-hmm. You know, I always try to do that and catch him. I missed him last year in the cup. Nuggets still won the game somehow.
I know Serbia is near and dear to you, and I know, you know, very few of our people listening today, you've been to Serbia, you know.
I saw the NATO. I saw the, I saw it all.
You saw it all?
I saw the, you know, the site, the NATO bomb site.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, of course.
Rakia.
Yeah.
I've had a shot of Rakia, which is just absolutely disgusting.
That's a drink.
It's a drink. That's exactly right. And I don't my father-in-law this, but I tell my wife this all the time. Oh, we will never return. It ain't happening. All right. That was our one and done, brother. So anyway, I'm hopeful that the Grizz can figure it out. No question about it. All right. How do we square the Tigers? Tiger basketball. Mm. Because they're 1-4. I was telling Jason earlier this in the show that I got a call from a head coach in college basketball who said that Memphis should stop scheduling as tough as they're scheduling, because if it's just going to come down to, you know, winning the conference tournament after you play these teams anyway, you're better off just winning. You're just better off just, you know, scheduling teams in the low 100s and 200s and just playing more bye games. I thought it was an interesting, you know, thought process.
Well, I think it's a stupid take.
Oh, you think it's a stupid take?
Well, for a couple. It presumes it's just going to come down. Yes, if you stink, and it will then just come down to winning the conference tournament anyway.
Well, I think the idea here is that relative to power teams now with the current setup, it's going to be very hard for them to even go 500.
How do you sell that to your fans of the home games?
Yeah,
it's not a route Memphis can realistically go down, right?
Literally just saw them do what they did last year. That was 1 year ago. Now, they may not do that again. They may not do that again.
Well, that'd be 4-8. I mean, how do you sell 4-8?
That's this year. This year's a disaster. But the answer isn't to say we're forever going to suck. We are now actually formally
a mid-major. I think it's close to the middle, though. I think you do scale it down a bit.
That's fine. If you want to scale it, I mean, you can argue that this schedule is preposterous. You know, like I can 100% see scaling it down a little bit, but I do think that that the answer is to figure out how to build a roster that is competitive against Power Four teams. Here's the truth: Memphis, as an institution, has not given up being a team that can be competitive with and beat Power Four teams. If they have, that would represent a fundamental shift in Memphis basketball. And I don't think Memphis, the institution, the program, the university, has said, you know what? We can't do that anymore. We can't compete against Power Four. So the answer is figure out a way to compete against Power Four teams, whether that is find more money to use at NIL, or whether that is find a better way of developing and scouting players or putting a roster together. It's not saying we can't compete against Power Four teams. It's figuring out how you compete against Power Four teams. Because once you say you can't compete against Power Four teams, you're just basically declaring, literally, you're planting a white flag in everything Memphis basketball has ever been.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to make some sort of choice, Jeff, because last year was the last year before revenue share. And now revenue share kicked
in. That's fine. Memphis has as much money as Wake Forest.
They
right?
do not. They have less. They have less money than Wake Forest.
Same ballpark. Same
I mean,
ballpark
I guess. I mean, a million to a million and a half is a big difference.
The problem.
I mean,
with
it's
Memphis
comparable if you want to say
NIL
it's somewhat
money,
comparable.
It's that they spent it on Aaron Bradshaw.
Well, I think there's lots of problems, but
they
yes.
They should have won. I mean, they should have won. So you don't have to, you know, it's not like they can't compete. And honestly, they competed, you know, hammer and tong with Purdue.
That's true.
I was just going to say that roster was competitive enough. It was more competitive than Texas Tech was against Purdue. And it should have won the game against Wake Forest. That was coaching and a staff issue that blew that game.
100%. It was 100%.
So Jeff, what are you saying? That they should fire Penny then since it's such a coaching issue?
What I'm saying is that let's let the year play out.
Well, we don't have a choice, do we?
I know that you wrote a column saying that they might as well fire him like they fired Larry Finch.
Wrote that, not Jeff. Oh, okay. My partner wrote that. See,
your partner wrote that.
Yeah.
My view is that there's no question that this has gotten – it is – honestly, I'm joking. You didn't say they should fire Penny. But the similarities are
– I raised, you know, the parallels.
And they could not be more vivid. You have a team that was a 5 seed the previous year that lost a 12 seed. You have a relatively new AD. You have a legend who's been there for a good long while and hasn't quite satisfied the critics. You have a changing recruiting landscape, you know, like in different ways. It was changing for Larry – because he wasn't recruiting locally anymore. It's changing for like a lot of similarities, but just because we have similarities here, we are 5 games in, doesn't mean the season has to go that way.
No, I will allow the season to play out.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I actually, if you would feel good about Memphis basketball, had they won that game, right? And I don't know. Like, I do think had they won that game, mm-hmm. we'd be in here today saying, you know what? They righted the ship, right?
Well, some way. It would have stabilized it in some way.
It is the same team that, are you really? Because, like, what happens if he'd clanked the shot? Like, the team is the team. If you could have felt optimistic about mm-hmm. that team if they got the win, you should be able – because the team is no different
right.
given that shot went in or didn't go in. So maybe we would have been unduly optimistic about that team if they hadn't blown it at the end. And I don't – listen, I'm not that optimistic. I don't think they're going to beat Vandy and Louisville and Mississippi State and Baylor. But I just saw them nearly beat Purdue and should have beaten Wake. So let's see what happens here.
I think nearly beat Purdue is a reach, but
okay.
They were competitive.
They
were leading with seven to play.
Be highly competitive against the best team in the country and then yes. should have beaten Wake.
Which, again, and that should set up for you win the American Conference tournament and you go to the tournament. And if that happens, then it's fine. I mean, maybe you learn, you take some lessons.
Well, and hopefully, honestly, what I hope it sets up for is that they can win two of these significant non-conference games, because you want to create some momentum and some interest, to be honest, in the conference. Like, if you just lose all four of those games, right, and it's going to be really hard to ginny up any interest at all in the conference tournament games. If you know that all we're doing here is that the regular season in conference doesn't matter because they're going to have to win the conference tournament, it's going to be harder than ever to get people to come.
Well, we're already there. I mean,
We're there.
They're 1-4.
Because you're projecting losses in those four games.
Well, it's not me projecting losses. I mean,
if they win three of them?
It's KenPom. Well, if they win three of them, then that will have meant that they're a totally different team than the one we've seen through
that's
five
fine.
Games this year.
That's what I'm saying. I am not.
But you can't just all of a sudden decide that they're going to.
What if they win two of them?
They're still not an at-large team.
If they win two of them and then roll through the conference and lose two games in conference, you don't think they're not an at-large team?
They'll be on the bubble.
They'll be an at-large team. If they beat Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, lose to Baylor and Louisville, whatever, pick your two, pick your four, and then they lose two conference games, they'll be an at-large team.
I mean, they need to win at Utah State.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm counting Utah State, and I'm counting obviously.
You don't just
Alabama
go to Utah State and win in February.
No. Again, I don't expect like this. I do believe there is a real chance that this year could turn out very much like that fateful last year that you conjured up. This could be within the range of possibilities right now. You have, maybe they can figure this thing out. Like maybe that, and you have true disaster. Like those,
well,
those
right.
Are both are right. Truly in like really ugly. They go, they lose all these games.
Right.
They lose to Utah State.
The ceiling is very, the ceiling is very low.
The ceiling is pretty limited
yeah.
And a lot of things have to go right. And the floor is really,
right.
You know, it's
yep.
Got a, it's got a deep basement
yep.
And we could be headed for the basement. And I do think
right.
You have to acknowledge that's like, it could get ugly.
Right.
And so we just have to hope it doesn't.
No, that's right. I told people that on social media, they were like, you know, this person tweets me and says, John, we did this, we did that. It'll all be fine. And I said, listen, you're entitled to feel that way. You know, I mean, I don't know any more than you do, you know, like if you want to believe that, that's fine. You know, it doesn't hurt me if you believe that it's going to be all fine and good. Like, I hope it is. I hope they do go and do all the things.
But the point is, we don't have to really decide in advance what it's going to be.
No, we don't. We don't.
You know?
But we do. Like, we have a sample. I mean, and we're reacting to the sample. I mean, that's just what we do.
Yeah. And the sample is, if you're being honest about it, that if they don't show up, and honestly, here's one of the scary things: if Doug McDaniel isn't awesome, they get blown out.
They have no chance. They have no chance.
They have no chance. So he always has to be awesome and healthy.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's the first thing.
Yep.
And then if he is awesome, then it's a coin flip as to whether the bad coaching or something else is going to get in the way. And that's like, that's not particularly, you know, positive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is the sample that we have so far. And so it's not looking great. There's no question. Like that was a gut punch, and I understand why people are feeling tough about it.
Yeah, hardest part for me is that you did saw a feature on Dwight Boyd, who beloved Tiger too, and has done a ton for that program in terms of his contributions. But they had him did a feature on him as a chief of staff as Penny's snack guy, right? He makes sure that Penny's got all his snacks. You've got like 12 guys on that staff, and there was nobody to tell Penny. Man, you got to tell Doug to miss the second frame. Like that is what they are there for. And if it goes to they said it and Penny didn't do it, well, that kind of speaks to, well, Penny doesn't listen, and that's a lesson for him. But I don't understand how Penny did not hear that from one of his assistant coaches begging him to miss that. See, that's the thing for me is it's been so convenient to place this on roster, and it's not, which is on Penny, clearly, and right. And not being good enough. Bro, that was a deal where your roster just competed with Purdue and should have beaten Wake Forest. And we'd be talking much different about this if the coaches had just done what they were supposed to do. That's the hardest part for me.
100%. It was an egregious coaching error on the part of Penny and every member of his staff. There's no question.
Yeah.
And here's the truth. Penny is not shy about throwing people under the players under the bus when they don't do what they're supposed to do, right? And you know, although he did take the blame here, like he, you know, this is on Penny and his staff, 100%.
If the staff didn't tell him, Jeff, that's why I think he has to be more serious about who he's got there behind him, right? It can't just be guys that are your friends or telling you, yes, coach, everything you're doing is right. It's got to be somebody that'll either push you if you don't believe that Doug should miss that free throw, you know, or you know, go out of his way to make sure it happens. Like that's what that staff's for. So I just. Man, it hurt to see that go down the way it did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jeff, thank
great
you
stuff,
as always.
Brother.
Yeah, no lies detected. See y'all.
No lies detected.
You the GOAT.
Appreciate you.
Jeff Calkins, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Hey, if you're going to be buying or selling a home, Live Love. Live Love Memphis is the team you need to get in touch with. Why? Because they're the best. They're going to help you sell your home. They're going to help you make the most money for it. And you're going to be very, very glad that you went with them. That's just the truth of the matter. They absolutely know the market. They know, you know, what the conditions are. They know how to price it. They know what people are looking for. Jennifer and her team are the absolute best, but you got to reach out. SoldaLiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200. Get you right in touch with Jennifer Carstensen or anybody from that hardworking team that doesn't just speak English. They speak Spanish and Mandarin as well. They're going to get you a top dollar for that home. And if you'd like, do like they did for me, not just get you top dollar, but get you in your dream home as well. If the situation is good for you, then it's good for Live Love. It's Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
State agents.
It's the big Black Friday sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's a major diamond sale. Got engagement rings for you, anniversary bands, earrings, necklaces, bracelets. Everything is 30 to 50% off. And now through Saturday, so you got this entire week, you spend $24.99 or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you get a free gift for the purchase. Choose from a 55-inch smart TV, Nintendo Switch Lite, Yeti 24 hard cooler, or Apple AirPods Pro 3s. I mean, you got lots of options, as always, at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Lots of gift options and lots of financing options. 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. Howie's going to make it easy. He's going to make you smile with the deal and how much you're saving. Save it. Big money on diamond jewelry. Get your Christmas and holiday shopping done early with these gifts that are giving gifts. Bigger, brighter diamonds and better prices always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, 3 here locally or online at rijewelers.com.
It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show. Grizz Nuggets tonight. Make sure to keep it locked here on 92.9 FM ESPN pregame at 6:30. Tip off at 7 o'clock. Can the Grizzlies shock the world? That is the question. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.